the media stuff popped off heavy. Like, I think that I made a big impression.
You got a ton of views compared to everybody.
Like, Mams, like
7-1. I watched every piece the whole time.
Yeah.
It was so cool, though.
It was a cool time, man.
I liked watching. And I didn't think you were going to keep pulling the bit the whole time. Well, I was like, he's going to get tired of pulling this.
I did get tired of pulling it. And also, I got a little too ahead of myself word-wise. Because I thought they making jokes about the IRA and like Irish people hating British and like bombing cars and stuff. Like, I thought they'd be over that by now, and they'd think that they'd be like, oh, that's kind of funny, but they really, really didn't like that. Like, they were like, yeah, immediately, like, okay, you can't say IRA, you can't do this. You have to not ever mention that again. Like, they
it's the worst thing to say over there. Like, they don't get hyped about like race relations and shit in Europe, but like that stuff, they're like, oh,
touchy.
Of course I'm going with Boosie. He's a killer. He's a trained killer like the IRA. He'll put a car bomb in your car.
Yeah, I don't want any car bombs in my car.
And also, I said they asked me for fight predictions, and I said twice that KSI was going to beat the black off of Swarms. And at both times I was like, ooh, I might have said a little too much there. And the first time I tried to fix it by saying, he's going to turn him green.
Who wins out of KSI and Swarms?
Oh, KSI is going to beat the black off that lad. No racism intended, but he's going to do it. You'll see. He'll turn him green.
Let's get some predictions off you, Sam. Let's get some predictions.
Oh,
aye. KSI versus Swarms. How's it going?
What?
KSI versus Swarms.
Oh, laddie, I already said he's going to beat the black off that boy. But I'll tell you what, that Irishman KSI, he's going to turn Swarms green.
Oh, yeah. Smooth. God damn it. You were like Harlem Heat.
Yeah.
When he was talking to Hulk Hogan.
I was like, Nick Nolte. Yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
He's
like,
Hulk Hogan, I'm coming for you.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, shit.
I should have done the Harlem Heat face thing where he goes like this.
Shit. So funny, though, dude. And all of it was, that shit was, I love the fucking IRA. So as soon as you started with that, I was like, oh no.
Yeah, you know how I'm the classic, I think I'll come up with some elaborate joke that I think is the funniest thing in the whole world, and then it just ruins my career.
So my
idea, up to one day before the fight, my grand idea was that after I won the fight, I was going to say,
oh, and you might not like the Candyman, you might even hate him, but just know that I'm the reason the British royal family's not being in their beds tonight by the IRA, because they're too busy watching the Candyman. So next time you boo, just think about the Queen with a fucking Irish in her head.
So that's up to a day before the fight, I was thinking, I'm 100% going to say this. It's going to be the funniest thing ever. I'm going to be the hero of the show. And then the day of the fight, I was like, oh, that's a horrible idea. I'll get arrested and everyone will hate me.
You would be like carried out like Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
Prince Andrew would be like fucking you in the ambulance. Fuck him, God, my God, fuck him. They'd be like fly there. Like black smoke would come out of their mouths and they would come like get you.
Yeah, man.
Oh my, can you imagine?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they hate that shit.
Everybody
they
would hate
like
me.
That.
Everybody would, it would have been like the lowest moment of my career, probably, if I said that.
You're flying too close to the sun. You're just like this, yeah, it's fucking Irish Candyman. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna put a fucking in the Queen's fucking head from the Irish Mafia. Oh, shit.
Like, not even saying it in an Irish accent, just saying it like
you
just, that.
You hold up your phone, it's your dad, it's like... Fred! Sweet Sam! I'm so fucked! Call whoever! 5-5! Category 5! Category 5!
And then just a garrote wire comes around my neck. Yeah! Oh my god.
Yeah, dude. Oh, thank God, dude.
And my coach, the funny part is he was down.
Really?
Yeah, he was like, you're going to get arrested, but okay. Yeah, he was.
That's it. And then you were like, yeah, I'm going to do it. And then what did he say again?
He's like, yep.
Do you think it's funny?
He thought it was funny,
It's a funny joke.
Yeah, it's a funny joke.
It's just a joke.
But it would have been ruinous. Would have been the end.